Good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. And for those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, thank you for caring to be with us right here than any other place on the planet. For those of you who are using your radio apps and phones towards your greater good, thank you for being that wise. And for those of you who are the inner circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, I am so grateful and so thankful that you care to be attuned to this frequency. It is not a whole lot of folk who are on this frequency, and there are those who are literally reaching for more of themselves as I consciously seek to give more that will inspire you and motivate you to go deeper and reach higher, to stand and live and love and be in the integrity of your own authenticity as this living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of the absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. We're in this now moment where we're phasing out of the frequency and the vibration of 2019, and we have the opportunity to get more focused in the frequency of 2020 and know that vision is a part of what everyone is speaking to. And to know that we're in this now moment that requires us to really get focused and be focused and realize that sometimes when you have so much obstruction in your eyes, obstruction in your being, obstruction that prevents you from seeing clearly, from realizing the responsibility and the ability to respond correctly and directly in any now moment, then we have to consciously care to be completely cleared and cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, revivified, so that we are standing and living and loving and lifting as a resurrected people. And though I have been coming forward every Thursday and sometimes Sundays and sometimes Mondays and doing what I can to give of my heart and my concern and to share that which is most important to me, is making sure that I do everything that I can to ensure our progression as a humanity of people. And to know that it is not an individual, solitary work, it's a work for each and every one of us to do that which is truly in our own best interest, facilitating a whole lifer's, a full life's urge to be in a mindset and to be completely committed to living and loving and lifting, uplifting, rejoicing, and being in the integrity of our truth selves. To know that to be true to ourselves is to be true to that which beats our heart and breathes us. And our education has provided us the opportunity to participate with the system of things, and it has paid many of us very well. And we're comfortable. But being comfortable is not quite the same thing as being powerful and being potent and being relevant and being necessary and being vital and being true to that which is beating our hearts and breathing us. So I am the voice that is consistently asking us to step up, to be in a place where it truly matters to us, that we are giving our great, I'll say this, giving a full effort in becoming the great ones that we truly are. And to know that it is a life's work. And to become proficient in self-correcting, in being mindful, in creating a vision for ourselves that is supported by a wholehearted commitment to walking in the integrity of the high ethic and morality, and the frequency and vibration of absolute love, absolute light, absolute wisdom, and absolute truth that allows us to have the greatest degrees of harmony, while at the same time being very distinguishable in terms of the gifts that we're bringing forward, but also adding to the complement and balance that we each are to each other and unto the whole of us. And as each one of us aspires towards being relevant and vital and necessary in serving in our progression, in our liberation, in our salvation, then everything and everybody is benefited by it. We've yet to quite understand how the frequency and vibration of love that is emanating from every fiber of our being creates a frequency and energy that permeates and penetrates the intelligence through which we're moving, and that it positively impacts the environment, the energy fields, and the trees feel it, and the air feels it, and all of that which we can't perceive that is there is aware of us. But it takes a lot to come to a point and place where every fiber of our being is completely resonant in the frequency and the vibration of absolute love. And as love is the fulfillment of the law, and that love truly allows us to walk in the light and to be in a place where we are consistently living and dwelling in an attitude of gratitude and appreciation, love and appreciation, regardless of what it looks like, regardless of what it seems like, to know that we are creating all the time, and the now moment in which we're living is pregnant with opportunity as we are really aware that we dwell in the infinity of possibilities, and therefore we are not subject to the thoughts and emanations of other ones as much as we are impacted and affected by our own thoughts and our own faith and our own fears. And so in this now moment, as we take the time to look more diligently and persistently at what duty, obligation, and responsibility in life really looks like, and we see that we should do nothing to undermine ourselves and ourselves when we realize that there is an agenda that is in full effect to marginalize us, anesthetize us, inebriate, intoxicate, cellularly oppress us, render us helpless and hopeless, addicted, fear-filled, doubtful, untrusting, sick, ill, dis-ease, filled with despair, and overindulging in everything that undermines our cellular functioning. And as we look at society, as we look at the various cultures and the rise in all manners of sickness, illness, and disease, then understand this is by design. But we're in a place where we have access to so much light, so much love, so much wisdom, so much truth, so much inspiration, that we do not have to continue to be impacted and affected negatively by it, but we can utilize our realization of it to fuel our fires towards being resolutely committed to doing nothing to undermine ourselves and ourselves. And coming into maturity allows us to be able to rewrite our contribution in history to be in a place where we are fully aligning ourselves with destiny. Coming to that place and space where we are significant. And to be taken seriously in the shifting of the mentalities, the attitudes, the frequency and the vibration of masses of people. There are those of you who are so gifted and so dynamic already, so that many of you feel like you've already arrived and that there's not much more of yourself that you can tap. And I'm saying there's much more of you to be tapped, to be accessed, to be activated, particularly where you've yet to consciously cleanse and purify your body as the temple for the dwelling of the true spirit of the living God and Goddess that is to be re-enthroned as your absolute reality. That there is so much more of yourselves and ourselves that we are to access and activate so that we are literally walking in harmony with the exalted realms. Under the auspices of our souls and to the glory of the lineages that we represent, having an attunement and atonement with our angels, guides, and guardians, and to be realigned with the light of our ancients. To be under a global initiative that is depopulation and genocide demands that we take ourselves seriously enough to care to be able to respond correctly and directly, to do nothing to undermine ourselves, to do everything we possibly can, to be completely cleared from the taintedness of adulterated shame and game and blame and guilt and all manners of indiscretions and things that weigh heavily upon our spirits, to the degree to which we do not feel our incredible lightness of being, to the degree to which we are not feeling the divinity of ourselves. We're not acknowledging it. We're not really respecting it. We feel entitled to smoke and drink alcoholic beverages and eat that which is not food for us, because we're under the spell of sublimation and commercialism. And now is our time to break free of it, to come to a point and place where you realize that your body is the temple where you dwell. It is your first home. And where we were told that cleanliness is godliness, it was not just about our living rooms and our bathrooms and our kitchens and our bedrooms and whatnot. It's about our body temples, our bloodstream, our lymphatic system. To be clean internally where we actually dwell within these bodies gives us leverage over lesser thoughts, ideas, agendas, mission statements, and a global initiative that is depopulation and genocide. We should not be complacent, complicit, or co-conspirating with it. But if we work on behalf of the meat industry, the tobacco industry, the alcohol industry, the sugar industry, then we are complicit with it. And so to get to that place and space where we're able to see ourselves clearly, prospering in much greater degrees of integrity with the will of existence, the love of existence, the light of existence, and the laws of existence, then we have to begin to really invest in our cellular purification and liberation so that we get a greater thought. We can activate the truth of who we are. We can stand in the light of absolute and supreme intelligence, and to be supremely intelligent any day, every day, with each and every breath and every beat of our hearts. to come to a point in place where we are literally cultivating the real estate of manhood as the progenitor of lineages and the real estate of womanhood as the perpetuator of lineages. And we are caring enough to realize that where the agenda is mandated by divisiveness, then we will exalt a full effort in becoming whole. We'll exalt a full effort in doing what is truly in our own best interest so that we as individuations of this absolute and supreme intelligence are harmonious with the will of existence itself. So we have to establish that oneness, that peace, that harmony, that wholeness within ourselves before we can truly do it with other ones, whether our wives, our husbands, our mates, our co-workers, our business partners. But to know that as each individual presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that has been gifted personality and persona and gifts that are already with us, then as we are applying ourselves towards being in the integrity of our true selves as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, that we are harmonizing one with the other when each one of us harmonizes with life itself. That we don't necessarily have to have conferences and meetings and whatnot and try to create harmony when we will do that which is truly in the exaltation of a full life's urge, consciously caring to be well oxygenated, hydrated, mineralized, nourished, nurtured, loving, forgiving, compassionate, merciful, empathetic, sympathetic, but that we are not to be taken so lightly as to not be given the respect and consideration that we truly deserve as a result of our harmonizing with that entity and energy that we refer to as God, that which is causation and foundation for all of life itself, that which is ever present, never absent, all pervasive, filling all spaces, that which is the mystic and the magic, that which beats our heart and breathes us. And to come to a point and place where we will truly, as ones would say, give God the glory. But to know that in so doing, we are consciously consecrating our body temples through the clearing, the cleansing, the purification, the consecration, so that the spirit of the true living gods and goddesses are completely re-enthroned as our own absolute reality, and we are restoring the wealth of ourselves. We are investing and creating the richness of ourselves. Our gifts are being activated and returned to us, that we have leverage over all systems of oppression, that we're no longer co-conspirating with the oppression of other ones, to be in a place and space where our lives begin to become so radiant and so brilliant in absolute love, absolute light, absolute wisdom, and absolute truth, that our being is magical and mystical and things happen towards the greater good of everything and everybody because we showed up, because there has been enough work done so that the light of this absolute and supreme intelligence is blazing with each and every breath through every atom and every cell of our being. And we're being completely restored and made whole. And that there's a depth of real love and care and sharing and laughter and labor and lifting, and that we are truly integrated as the will of existence personified. That we consciously care to take full advantage of who we are as the beneficiaries of all of those who've come before us, the intellectual property and genius that is available to us through all of those who've come before us. And to be dwelling consistently in this attitude of gratitude, appreciation, and appreciation for the gifts that we've been given. And we will be in a place where we are enthusiastic and inspired to keep company with those who are always speaking light and love and wisdom and truth, always dwelling in a peace and a poise, always caring to make sure that we get more, always wanting to exalt a full effort and a full life's urge to support you in being the one that you are, to love you unconditionally, but to know that everybody is not consciously trying to prepare themselves for being able to truly be successful in this life. And where you spend time and keep time and waste time with those who are not serious about their living, those who are more attuned to self-destructing, as you spend more and more time with those who waste themselves and waste their money and waste their energy and waste their breath and whatnot, then you do not get benefited and strengthened by that. And where you're keeping company with people who don't have enough love for themselves to love you truly, then you are having to take time to really get real about what really matters to you in your life. And to know that what really gives our life substance and value are the substance and the quality of people and relationships that we have. The quality and substance of beings that we are, that we walk as. The care to be in the integrity of our own authenticity, to literally be exalting a full effort in walking in the divinity of the truth of ourselves, and know that there is nothing that we can gain here that is greater than who and what we already are, but naked, and to feel really, really good about being the ones that we are. In the diversity of ourselves, the uniqueness, having a full value for ourselves and everyone else that we come into contact with, and those that we've kept company with, those that we've birthed our children with, those that we have grown with, those who are our generations and whatnot. Now is our time to play ourselves bigger as maturing ones. Say, to be the big girls and boys on campus, to really be activating the gifts of who we are through the lineages that we represent. And see, being attuned to the value of virtue and character, being attuned to that which is our authentic selves as these ones who are gifted and talented and caring and loving, compassionate and merciful, virtuous, integritous. It doesn't come natural, but we can reach for it. We can refine ourselves. We can truly have a value and a vision for ourselves to walk in the greatness of who we are, in the divinity of ourselves. And just as the quote-unquote royal family in England is a very small place on the planet, but those who live as royalty, they walk a certain kind of way, regardless of how little they are and how little their place is. You understand? So I'm just saying, we each dwell within the reality of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And our challenge and our work is to walk in the integrity of mindfulness and thoughtfulness of the divinity of our being, our own authenticity, to be in a full faith and trust and knowing and gratitude and thanksgiving and appreciation and appreciative love. And to begin to really reach for greatness as our lives, in our lives, to really know that 20 years is going to pass quickly. And within the 20 years that we may all share, there will be many people that we love who will make transition if we ourselves have not. and who you are at 40 is looking a little different than who you'll be at 60, and who we are at 60 is going to look a little different than who we are at 80, and then we'll find ourselves at the crossroads of having to leave the planet, or either being at the crossroads of meeting tragic dates with fate and dying. And so every day of life, every day of breath, every day of our beating hearts, every day that we have the opportunity to truly apply ourselves towards clearing, cleansing, purifying these body temples, consecrating these bodies as the temples for the living gods and goddesses, that this is truly the work. And we can be distracted and have been distracted, and so many are continually distracted with the ball games and the gladiator sports and all of the sex and the violence and all of the things that media in its various capacities, in the music industry in its various capacities. And I'm just saying is that when it comes down to what your life has meant in life, to life, if you can look at yourself at this particular point and say, of all of the things I've achieved, what have I done that truly leaves other ones better because I've lived? And I know that that may not be the thought that many people have or care to have, or the impact or the effect that they want for themselves. And you have the right to want whatever you want for yourselves, but to want nothing for yourself, to throw yourself away, to spend and spend yourself to the degree to which after 50, 60, 70 years of spending yourself, there's very little of you left. I mean, we have to get real, because the one thing we know is that once that spirit is able to get out of the body alive, if it is able to get out of the body alive after 50, 60 years of meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, fish, alcohol, tobacco, sugar, and all of that, I'm thinking that the spirit literally suffocates in that body with all of that garbage. And I'm saying, let's clean up. Let's come to a point and place where we're walking the walk of exalted ones, those who have the keys to the kingdom, and those who are using them to walk in the integrity of high ethic and high morality, and forgiving ourselves for whatever degrees of inconsistency, contradiction, hypocrisy, trepidation, fear, and inhibition that we've had up to now. But to realize that we do have now, and in our now, it's only about what we're applying ourselves to now. Affirming and declaring that all of our needs are met and we shall not want, that we're being provided, inspired, motivated, uplifted to ever greater degrees of exalted thought, expanded consciousness, and we live to honor and to glorify, to bless and to enhance, to uplift and to enrich, to teach, to heal, to empower, to stand, to thrive, to be all that we were born to be as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of the absolute and supreme intelligence that is cosmic, that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, ever-present, all-pervasive, filling all spaces, beating our hearts, breathing us, seeing as the eye that sees as us through all eyes. Let us rejoice and give thanks for the incredible blessedness in being, and to consciously be with all our heart, body, mind, life, and soul in harmony with the whole of existence itself. On behalf of the establishment of the eternal laws, the eternal order, and the eternal government, it is so now. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection. and heraldess of the eternal. Good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the inner circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, thank you so kindly for preferring to be right here with us than any other place on the planet. And for those of you who are using your phones and radio apps towards your greater good, thank you for being that wise. And I'm always so grateful for those of you who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, because there are so many other things that you could be doing. And I am always prayerful that you are receiving more inspiration to be ever more of the more that you truly are as a living, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. That which beats our hearts, breathes us, has the sun blazing, the world spinning, the galaxies and stars, systems, and everything in motion. And we are always immersed in this now realm and now moment of eternity. And I'm the one to remind us of the timelessness, the boundlessness, the limitlessness of our being as these points of that absolute and supreme being that is the highest and lowest common denominator of all of existence itself. We're in a now moment that requires us to stay focused, to get focused, stay focused, and consciously care to be completely harmonized with the will of existence itself, to understand how to activate and utilize the laws that govern our existence, and to be fully participatory in our clearing our emotional bodies from the violations and from the mistakes and mishappenings and all of the things that we've endured on the path of adulteration. To come to a point and place where it matters to us that we truly care to exemplify the highest values of love and light and wisdom and truth on behalf of the lineages that we represent, to understand that we represent lineages that were great. And even though we may not have an idea of all of whom we've come through, the reality that we exist in this now moment is the evidence of our having roots that are deeper than what we could possibly fathom and imagine. But to realize that there is a real I, an absolute I that sees through every I, that there is a commonality that we have that is far greater than just our being immersed in the same religions and education and principles and all of that which constitutes the realm of the world, as is distinguished from the earth directly. And to know that the world has the right to be destroyed in terms of the ideologies of separation and supremacy and superiority and being less than and all of that which constitutes the divisiveness. Those of us who are living now, those of us who are in maturity, 45 and up, and even older than that, 50 and 60 and up, we have the opportunity to set a new precedent for what it is our children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren have the opportunity to experience as their reality upon the planet. There have been those who consciously care to influence things, and those of us who are influenced by those who care to be influencing. And now we have the opportunity to become influential ourselves as a result of our maturity. For those who have applied themselves towards maturity. And just becoming older, just having more years upon the planet does not constitute real maturity. Sometimes people just get old, and we have to really think about what old is in light of being in the realm of eternity, timelessness as an absolute reality. And so there is really no old except for the accumulation, the concentration, the saturation, the contraindication of the nitrates, the nitrites, the BHA, the BHT, the synthetics, the chemicals, the mucus that becomes acid, and the hardening of all of the residues, the stuff that accumulates along the walls of our arteries, our blood vessels, our veins, and our capillaries, to the degree to which we're having arteriosclerosis and all of the issues that are creating the need for bypass surgeries and stents and whatnot in the veins and arteries to create the flow. We have to come to a point and place where we really are respecting the divine design of our body temples, and to know that under a system of capitalization that has licensed itself, given itself permission to produce and manufacture that which has no substance. It has no place within the body. And we've learned to love it so much that we are ignoring the detriment it does to us. And so I'm the one who really cares to really drive home the point that we are these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, and that there is purpose in our being on the planet to exalt the truth of who we are, to learn how to think and master this realm of materiality, temporality, corporeality, by harmonizing ourselves with the right use of our faculties and spiritual laws, and coming to a point and place where it really matters to us that we are literally walking in the light of the truth of ourselves as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of the absolute and supreme presence that so many ones refer to by so many different names. And all of the names that are being called are just different aspects and different points of presence and personality of this absolute and supreme intelligence. And we each have the responsibility to be able to respond correctly and directly to what is needed in our now moment towards the greatest good, working on behalf of wholeness. And to really reverence and respect each and every breath and every beat of our heart. To realize that there is no amount of money in whatever degree of currency, coin, anything that's produced by man has no greater, it does not have the value of one beat of our heart or one breath that we take. And so learning how to walk in the wealth of ourselves, how to invest in the wealth of ourselves, how to restore the richness and the integrity of the life force of ourselves and our body temples, it's duty, obligation, and responsibility now. Because whatever it is we do, it is in the substantiation of the being, the enhancement of the care and the conscientiousness, the concern, the love, being vehicles and vessels of intelligence, energy and spirit that can be focused with the conscious intensity of intention towards establishing and reestablishing the integrity of the divinity of our being directly. And we have been in the progression of error to think that it's just about being a spirit having a human experience. Because in the reality of it, there has been no one who has been authorized by the intelligence of existence, the will of existence, or that which we refer to as the creator of all, to be the legislators and the perpetuators and the sowers of the seeds of sickness, illness, disease, and death as livelihood and multi-trillion dollar business and industry and economy. And because that is so common in what so many educated ones have been educated to be able to participate with, without having a greater thought as to what purpose in existence actually is upon the planet. And to live and care and love and to be harmonized with the will of existence, the light of existence, the intelligence of existence, and the laws of existence that will qualify us for continuance in existence so that we actually can get out of these temples, these bodies as living beings and move into the exalted worlds, having been birthed as embryonic gods and goddesses because we mastered this realm, we mastered ourselves. But to assume that those who have been wrong for so long have the right to educate us, to set the precedent for how we should feed, and to give us the right to be wrong, the right to our own theories and opinions as the degrees of freedom. It's error when we have the right to be corrected after being wrong for so long, being out of harmony with the life and the light and the wisdom that allows us to live our best lives, that allows us to truly function as whole beings, balanced in our male and female selves, being in a place and space where we know love and the art of being, that we are able to consciously perpetuate our lineages, ensuring the progressive unfoldment of the genius of these ones, their ingenuity, their talents, their skills, their abilities to literally provide them with everything that is needed so that they walk an exalted walk in the love and the reverence and the respect and the appreciation and the appreciative love of life itself. And so as we are being called to rise, as there has been edict that has been issued from the exalted realms for our resurrection, for our reinstatement, our realignment, our reconciliation, then those of us who have any vestige of light left within us have the responsibility of cultivating ourselves, clearing and cleansing, so that we are able to be rightly aligned with the divine mind that everyone has access to. And so the capacity for thinking, for being able to hold the light of intelligence upon a thing, to come to know it, to be able to serve life, to utilize all of our faculties in the exaltation and the respect and reverence of the divinity of existence itself. These are the places and spaces we should be harmonized. This is what government and religion and education should be harmonized to do, is to support exalted beingness. And to know that the system of things and the systems that have been founded upon the oppression and suppression and the depression of other ones cannot take precedent over a mother's love for her children. And for other mothers, wombed men of all hues, to perpetuate the edicts of a system that demands that our children be poisoned in order to be educated, then we have to realize that our first duty, obligation, and responsibility is to the light, the love, the wisdom, and the truth of the divinity of our being directly. There is no work that we can do that is greater than cultivating the intelligence of ourselves, the quality of beings that we are, and the quality of beings that we are channels for, responsible for, ensuring destiny, as opposed to initiating them on tragic dates with fate. This now moment is ours to regain our footing upon the path of eternal life, and to know that the earth herself is as big as the period at the end of a sentence in relationship to the rest of this universe. We are all immersed in nothing but the divinity of being, the order, the law, the truth. And within this realm, there is justice and there is peace. And with all of those who sit in the courts who are unjust and supporting that which is unjust, sentencing children, youth, women and men, mothers and fathers, sons and daughters, to prison terms, without any real fairness, without any real substantial restitution and reorientation towards what it is to be men and women. And so as we are seeing how much violation is consistently and continuously perpetuated in the legalities of the system of oppression, then our greatest opportunity for justice and for peace is to harmonize our lives, our bloodstreams, our lymphatic systems, our everything with the laws of life, to be fluid as divine points of presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence, so that we are no longer under the auspices of those who have the legalities and are out of alignment with the laws of existence. Those who vie for election and selection to government should be in a place and space where they have light enough, wisdom enough to ensure the progression of people. Those who care to be leaders of societies, systems of education, should care to make sure that children of all hues and ages are properly nourished and that we're making the substantive changes that will facilitate our greater wealth and our greater health. But to be under systems of education that are really still poisoning us and giving Dunkin' Donuts and Church's Chicken and all of these places access to our youth on campuses and whatnot, we are in a place and space where we will have some very rude awakenings, because there is no way that our present way of being can be sustained over time, and death is the final culmination of it all. And it should not be, when we are already immersed in the reality of eternity. And where commonality, the common unity, is in a slow death and suicide, the now moment in which we're living is potent and pregnant with opportunity for regaining the light and wealth and stature and integrity and high ethic and morality and sensibility and creativity. And genius of who we were born to be is these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that has gifted itself to absolutely everything and everyone, everywhere. And so to walk in love means that we are walking with a reverence and an appreciation for the absolute truth, that we are all immersed and animated by this absolute and supreme intelligence. It is our gift, and there is nothing that we can create that is greater than who and what we already are but naked. There's nothing that we can do in our now moment that is greater than becoming all that we were born to be as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence. There is no work that has a greater value than doing the inner clearing, cleansing, consecration of our body temple so that the true spirits of the living gods and goddesses can be completely re-enthroned as our absolute reality, and we are able to tap into the exalted realms of exalted thought to do that which is truly ours to do in circumventing so much of the devastation that is already destined as karmic debt for the foundations that have been laid in the violation and the annihilation of nations and nations of people. Because the blood still screams from this earth. And those of us who have beating hearts and are breathing ones, we have the opportunity to be completely cleared and cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified, to walk in the light of the truth of ourselves. And to know that we cannot guesstimate or estimate just how phenomenal that is. And that this really is a worthy goal and objective to work towards. As individuals, as families, as communities, as nations, as a global family, to step off the path of adulteration, to reverse the issues that have started crystallizing in our tissues as sickness, illness, and disease, to cultivate the real estate of manhood, as the progenitor of lineages and womb manhood, the perpetuator of lineages, and to know that the substance and the quality of beings that we are and that we facilitate and create is where our attention has to be, because being so focused on materiality and things, without having invested in the people themselves, is a misuse and one of the greatest areas of waste that we find. Where ones and ones are committed to doing things, creating things, capitalizing, generating business, money, but have no commitment to the laws of existence, have no commitment to wholeness, have no commitment to the wealth and the substantiation of the people themselves, then there will be some backlash from those things. There is only absolute and supreme intelligence, and to utilize it, to tap into it, to harmonize with it for the good of the whole, gives us the opportunity to truly create greater wholeness. But under a global initiative that is a world-conquering rampage through divisiveness, united we stand, divided we fall, and each individuation of us, individuation of the spirit and intelligence of that which is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, when we feel entitled to do things that undermine our cellular functioning, when we are a detriment to ourselves and ourselves, then regardless of what we create in the world, we will never give rise to the fullness of what we could have done. Dwelling in the infinity of possibilities, our consciously caring to ensure the continuation of our lineages, the exaltation of the divinity of existence, the renewal and rebirth of Mother Earth and Mother Nature, and to atone for the sins that we've participated with in the violation of these creatures and violating our bloodstream in allowing ourselves to feed off of the carcasses of pigs and cows and chickens and hens and alligator and crocodile and monkey brains and all of the things that people eat all over the world. No wonder the world is in such a state when we do not acknowledge who we are and what we are as intelligences of existence, as those who've been given stewardship over the earth and who will be held fully accountable for harmonizing our will and our ways with life itself. There is no prosperity that we can have, no matter what it seems like, in the perpetuation of sickness, illness, disease, and death as popular and common activity, collective learning and education, and the path of prosperity. And for as long as we have existed upon the planet, coming and going, for as many generations as there have been, as many, many years that have passed, coming to the simplicity of loving as the work that we're here to do, in facilitating greater wholeness, greater wellness, substantiating and validating the wealth and the worthiness of everything and everyone, to recognize and acknowledge the eye that sees through every eye is the eye of God, to be in a place and space where we've gotten tapped in, tuned in, turned up, so that we are truly radiant and brilliant as vehicles and vessels of absolute love. Love being the harmony of the truth, and peace being accomplished love. So that we have exalted intelligence to tap into that which creates balance and harmony and peace and win-win situations, because there is only one self in truth. And that self and that intelligence is so divinely acclimated to the multiplicity of diversity in which it has manifested and womb manifested itself, that it's not going to oppress itself over here to make itself look good over there. The supremacy that we should each seek within our own lives is being supremely aware and present of the divinity of existence and that which is our gift with each and every breath and every beat of our heart, and to work towards not just being free to be wrong, but to be in a place where the intelligence of our being has been completely freed, so that we walk in the light of the truth of who we each are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of the all there is, harmoniously, joyously, rejoicingly, deliberately, intensely, intentionally, reverently, respectfully, appreciatively, powerfully, creatively, inspirationally, and eternally. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal.